The Democrat Party and the liberal media is in an increasing panic after Thursday night's disastrous presidential debate, as this week's cover of Time magazine illustrates with one word, panic, showing old Joe exiting the stage. This is not a meme. This is the real cover of the latest edition of Time magazine. The New York Times editorial board is calling on old Joe to step down, saying to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. Even Jon Stewart, who's working again part-time at The Daily Show, is having a hard time coming to grips with this reality.
Because this cannot be real life. It just can't.
It's impossible to overemphasize how bad of a situation the Democrat Party is in, and how much they've painted themselves into a corner by having old Joe get into the race in the first place back in 2020, which you may recall, he only did that because Bernie Sanders was going to win the Democrat nomination and then would have completely gotten crushed in the general election against President Trump. But then their thinking was only short-sighted because now they're in this situation. And if they replace old Joe with Gavin Newsom, that's going to cause a lot of Democrats to be disgruntled because they're going to be upset that Kamala Harris was bypassed, who was next in line for succession to the presidency. The vice president is supposed to be a future presidential candidate or future president in training, but if they bypass her, a black woman, for another white guy, there's going to be a lot of Democrats who just aren't going to vote this time around at all. And I know for years, Roger Stone has been saying that Michelle Obama is going to swoop in to save the day. And as much as I respect Roger Stone, I give that a 0% chance of happening because the Democrats are not going to have two black women on the ticket. Okay, it just isn't going to happen, period. They may actually be stuck with old Joe because no matter what move they make at this point, it's going to be a disaster. And they may now decide to throw Donald Trump in prison, instead of just giving him probation or maybe putting him on house arrest for 30 days, they may now see the only way to stop Donald Trump from beating old Joe is by throwing him in prison now for years. Remember, his sentencing is coming up in just a few weeks. And now the messaging is changing on the mainstream media from everybody in concert admitting that Joe needs to be swapped out. But then when they started looking at the possibilities and the complications for that, the downsides to that, now they're sort of forgetting that they all called for that. And now they're gathering behind old Joe again and saying he just had a cold. He had a cold and he just had one bad night.
Everybody calm down, and I'll tell you why. I mean, it's fine to not spin what happened last night, and we're not going to.
By the way, Mika, everybody's calm here.
No,
you're the only one raising your voice.
No,
everybody
no, no.
is calm here.
Again, it's the let's just immediately pull this. Let's end this. Let's find someone else.
That's not what Mike said.
That's what everyone is saying, Joe.
Attitude toward this is what I am saying slow down on, because again, there's no spinning it, but let's be balanced.
So now many of them are rallying behind old Joe again and pretending that the debate just never happened and pointing to his event the very next day where he was able to stand at a teleprompter in the middle of the afternoon and shout at the audience as usual.
He's dead wrong. America's not a losing nation. America's winning. As I stand here today, I can honestly say I'm never more optimistic about America's future in my whole career.
And remember how in 2016, when the crowds at Donald Trump's rally would chant, lock her up, lock her up, the Democrats and the liberal media all said that that was a threat to democracy? Well, listen to this.
She's got more trials coming up.
Lock him up, they're chanting.
There's a time for that.
There's a time for that. And then he laughs. Stay tuned, because there's plenty more to come in this video. But real quick, you can save 20% off of any of my shirts at markdice.com this weekend by using the promo code WINNER at the checkout. So order your An Appeal to Heaven shirt, the Teflon Don shirt, a Crisis King shirt, a MAGA Mafia shirt, or any of my awesome designs. Now many available in a tank top for the summer as well. Just click on the main design, and then below you'll see listings for other styles. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out. Back in 1984, Ronald Reagan showed how you can deflect and neutralize concerns about a candidate's age in this brilliant exchange.
You were tired after your most recent encounter with Mr. Mondale. I recall yet that President Kennedy had to go for days on end with very little sleep during the Cuba Missile Crisis. Is there any doubt in your mind that you would be able to function in such circumstances?
Not at all, Mr. Truitt, and I want you to know that also I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
One of the most famous lines, probably the most famous line in a presidential campaign ever. Even the moderator's laughing. And this is how a candidate scares the American people.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare because all of these people are coming in. They're putting them on Medicare. They're putting them on Social Security.
All the illegal aliens, the 30-plus million of them. And it's amazing that this was actually captured by CNN cameras. Old Joe being led off stage by his handler, by his caretaker. He can't even walk downstairs or across the stage. And while virtually every political pundit in the world, on every media outlet, whether right-leaning, left-leaning, communist, they all were in agreement Thursday night that Joe Biden did absolutely terrible and were horrified, except for one, Harry Sisson, the 21-year-old Zoomer, who is on the payroll of the Democrat Party in order to try to rally the kids on TikTok into voting Democrat. He tweeted, "Oh my God, this debate is already going terribly for Trump." His first answer lacked substance. He got lost mid-sentence and he's rambling incoherently. A disaster for the Trump campaign, he said. As this meme perfectly illustrates, this kid is the next Brian Stelter. Here's old Joe's caretaker, Jill, the only other person on planet Earth who is saying with a straight face that Joe Biden did great at the debate.
What you saw last night on the debate stage was Joe Biden, a president with integrity and character.
Look at him just standing there. He doesn't even know where he is.
He told the truth. And Donald Trump told lie after lie after lie.
Here she was in the lead up to what would ultimately be the most embarrassing presidential debate for a Democrat in history.
And, you know, I think the American people deserve a debate because you need to see your choices. You need to see Trump and you need to see the president and you need to see the differences. And my husband's, and you're going to see how smart he is and the experience he has. And then you'll see somebody who, like you're saying, I'm going to use Joy's words, put a sentence together. Right. And everything is beautiful and it's wonderful.
Tremendous.
Bigly. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Trump is the one who can't put a sentence together, they say. That was their new talking point after the big celebrity fundraiser in Los Angeles where old Joe was seen being led off stage by Obama.
Not only is Trump a criminal, as determined by a jury, he's also someone who is arguably in mental and perhaps even cognitive decline. It's pretty clear if you just listen to the man.
Actually, Joy, at this point, we don't even need to listen to old Joe to realize that there's obviously something wrong. All we need to do is look at him. Right, Chunk?
And the whole time the split screen is killing Biden.
Yep.
Because he's got his mouth open, he looks confused, doesn't know where he is. He's lost his train of thought at least twice in like disastrous shape. Those are gonna be played a billion times in viral video after viral video.
Yes, they will. It's a miracle because for once Chunk is actually right. And this is how old Joe looked, just standing on the stage when Donald Trump was talking and everyone noticed.
The thing I don't understand about last night
is, given all the Biden team was putting out about the preparations, the mock debates, things like, everybody's watched the Nixon-Kennedy debate, and everybody knows about, like, the cutaway shot and a reaction shot. And you know you're going to be on camera watching a candidate. And even the cutaway shots, I mean, that they, nobody seemed to have prepared the, or thought about, even the way the president looked at when he wasn't speaking. Sure. I mean, that's a basic thing. That's not even talking.
Like, and the reason.
And the reason for that, Anderson, is because this is who Joe Biden is. No amount of training or practice or warning him to try to look normal is going to work on a dementia patient. This entire debacle is actually more embarrassing for the media than it is for Joe Biden, because we've known for years that this is who Joe Biden is. But this is who the media says that Joe Biden is. This is just from last week.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah.
And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as he was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. Mm. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation, remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, of 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Not a single one. And like I said, save 20% off any of my shirts this weekend by using the promo code WINNER at the checkout. And most of them, not all, but most are available in tank tops as well. So order an Appeal to Heaven shirt, a new MAGA Mafia, Teflon Don, or any of my awesome designs by heading over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code WINNER at the checkout to save 20% this weekend. And check them out.